let's be real. Lawsuits are no fun, but with Paulson and Nace, at least, they are a little easier. With two DC-born partners, Paulson and Nace will fight for you the way only a Washingtonian could. Paulson and Nace handles medical malpractice, wrongful death, and other complex injury cases involving negligence. So if you have been hurt or lost a loved one because of someone else's mistake or negligence, call Paulson and Nace for a no-obligation consultation. Visit www.paulsonandnace.com or call 202-463-1999.
Today on CityCast DC, April is here. I'm here with my colleagues Kayla Cody Stemmerman and Ash Durbin for another monthly guide full of recs that you need to make the most of these longer days that we're finally enjoying. If you're a new listener, welcome. Maybe you'll find something you can do while listening to our backlog of CityCast DC episodes. Deep dives into everything from underrated restaurants to city government scandals. Oh, and after the interview, stick around for a conversation with our sponsor, District Bridges, about one event they recommend you check out this month. Today's Monday, April 1st. I'm Bridget Todd, and here's what DC is talking about. Kayla, Ash, thank you both for being here today.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning.
So it's finally April. I'm really excited to talk through some events and activities to recommend in DC. But first, overall, like, what are y'all's thoughts on April in DC?
I'm super pro spring. I feel like as someone who grew up here, I'm like, this is my last winter in DC. Like, I'm done. I'm out of here. And then spring hits and I'm like, oh, we're back, baby. DMV. I love it so much. It like always brings me completely back to like loving DC, and spring is in the air, baby.
Yeah, I agree. It's it totally comes back to life. I'm always amazed by like just how freaking gorgeous it is here during the springtime. Like, it's unlike anywhere I've ever been. And like the blossom petals are in the air, like everybody's out, like getting their little drinkies and walking around. And it's really hard to not have a good time.
Yeah, that first warm day in DC, we know sometimes it's full spring and it might be chilly again in a couple of days, but that first really warm, sunny day, it is like nothing else.
And all the trees in DC and stuff too, I feel like once you start getting the greenery and stuff, it just like you feel alive again.
A lot of my family lives like in New England, and like right now they have like 2 feet of snow, and I just keep sending them like picture after picture of like the blossoms and the sun and the park, and I'm like reading in the park, and it's no feeling like it, I gotta say.
Well, speaking of getting out there, let's talk about what folks can be doing this April in DC. Kayla, let's start with you. What are your thoughts?
One of the things that I love to do in spring in DC is to go see the tulips. There's a lot of like tulip farms near here. So if you're like tired of the cherry blossoms and you're looking for something else fun to do, there's like all these tulip farms where you can go and like pick your own tulips or just take your little Instagram photos with those rows and rows of like classic tulips in the background. And they're just really beautiful and very spring-like. And you feel very fairy-esque picking your little tulips with your basket. I know, if you want to pick them, Burnside Farms is like about 45 minutes to an hour outside of DC. And they have a great sort of like thing where you can like pay $20 and you get like a certain number of stems. And then there's places around DC like Dumbarton Oaks or the Floral Library by the Tidal Basin where you can just go to view them. But please don't pick them because that is rude.
And maybe illegal.
I don't know.
Catching a flower case is crazy.
But yeah, so then you have like some adorable tulips on your kitchen counter for the next week. And what's better than that?
Nice. It almost reminds me, I feel like I used to see a couple years ago a lot of like Instagram posts in those sunflower fields that surround DC.
Same vibe. Yes.
Yeah.
Choose your flower.
Yeah, you're right that cherry blossoms get a lot of love in April in DC, but we don't think much about tulips and sunflowers.
One of my faves.
Okay, that's going to be, that sounds right up my alley. Ash, what do you got?
All right. So staying on the flower theme, I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's not something I've ever done, and it's a concept that's kind of new to me, but I was looking into the events at the Arboretum And April 12th through April 21st, they have a Ikebana International exhibit. And for those of you who don't know what Ikebana is, I didn't know until I looked it up. It's a Japanese art of flower arranging.
Ooh.
So super minimalistic for the most part, super bath, like on the concept of balance and like symmetry and different types of things like this. I was just looking at some of the pictures, and there's some of them are like super beautiful, almost like kind of the arrangements of bonsai trees and stuff. So they have exhibits for that. And then they also have master teachers coming in to do exhibitions on like how to do it yourself, which sounds really fun. And there's 5 of those throughout the month as well.
So you can like go and take a class kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. They like teach you. And it's also like not, I think a lot of like, when I think of flower arranging, I'm thinking of like making a huge bouquet. Like this is kind of like you only really need like 3 or 4 flowers, and then you arrange them in such a way where it's like super beautiful and minimalistic, and like get the Marie Kondo kind of vibe in your apartment, just in the corner, just looking really nice.
I feel like that looks so classy and expensive, you know?
Right. But in reality, it's just 3 flowers. But it's just
I love that you've both brought dueling flower events here.
I know. Brings it up a notch.
Yeah, it would have been too easy to go with the cherry blossoms. So we had to switch it up a little bit.
If anybody put cherry blossoms on their things to do in April in DC list, I'm going to scream because everybody knows about that. Like people from out of town know about that.
It's time to get dressed up, DC. So Others Might Eat is having its Young Professionals Network Spring Soiree. That's to help raise funds for homelessness in D.C. The gala is on the evening of May 17th at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. There will be live music from DJ Heat from the Washington Wizards, photo booths, food, and even a special appearance by a former actor from Pretty Little Liars. Wow! There will also be a canned food drive, so be sure to bring a few cans to support Some's Food Pantry. Grab tickets before they're gone at some.org/springsoiree. That's some.org/springsoiree. See you there.
Okay, Kayla, that Arboretum is a little hard to beat. What else are you thinking for April in DC?
Also somewhat related to blossoms in DC, but it's the Sakura Matsuri Street, Japanese Street Festival that's going on April 13th and 14th on Pennsylvania Avenue right by the Capitol. And it's actually the largest celebration of Japanese culture in the U.S. And it's like this massive, they shut down Pennsylvania Avenue and there's like a bunch of different stations. And you can go, there's like a marketplace, there's a like a martial arts stage, there's like a J-pop stage where there's like performances, there's like a whole like food tasting area, which is definitely where I will be hanging out. I mean, there's dozens of performances each day and like there's 3 stages. So you could really just spend all day like hanging out, eating, going to shows. So the tickets are between $15 and $25, depending when you buy. But all in all, I feel like that's a really good deal.
Yeah, I like that this activity has food involved. Also, for it sounds like for what you get, you get a lot of bang for your buck, it sounds. Ash, I got to be honest, it's going to be hard to beat.
Not to try to one-up you again, Kayla, but I have another festival. And we'll see. We'll see how this one flies. I have to disclaim first. I will not be attending this, but I think there's definitely some listeners out there that could really get something out of it. The National Cannabis Festival.
Oh.
We can't do April.
I know someone who could get something out of that. Maybe.
Yeah, I know quite a bit of people. Look, it sounds really fun. It's on, guess what day?
Is it 420?
Is it 420?
420.
April 1st.
It's on 419 and 420, so it's 2 days. It's $120 for both days. The lineup of bands is actually really fun and like diverse. So we have Thundercat, Wu-Tang Clan, Backyard Band, Cumbia Heights, who I didn't know about, but nice to get a little cumbia in the mix. Black Rave Culture, which is like more like house music stuff.
Oh, I've seen them. They're great.
They're on the first day, and then it's kind of like the bigger acts on the second day, but it's like a nice mix of local and national and international acts. Like I said, I don't partake in these types of activities, so I probably won't be there, but like reminiscing of like, it was almost like I remember 420 in college and you just see like a cloud of smoke coming from the green or something. If you want to like relive those days, I think it would be a similar vibe. But they've got a bunch of different booths, a munchie zone, which I don't know what that is, but you can figure it out yourself. And yeah, it's just 2 days at RFK grounds. So the classic festival grounds.
DC. You know, what's funny is that I tried to go. There was a National Cannabis Festival in DC before, and I tried to go with my friends and we did not make it. It was like one of those events where everybody was late. We got there, then it's like, oh, we didn't buy the tickets. It was like that kind of thing. So maybe this is the year I actually go and then like make it inside and can report back of what's going on inside.
Was it a substance-induced lateness, Bridget?
It might have been. All right. That's actually going to be tough to beat. Kayla,
what
do you think? Can you one up this? Yeah, I feel like Ash is like playing to his audience a little bit.
All right, mine's definitely a lot lamer, but it is still a festival. I feel like this month is just crazy for festivals. So this one is the Solar Eclipse Festival on the National Mall. As you probably all know, April 8th is the solar eclipse. Here in DC, we're only getting it, like, it's going to be about 87% of the sun is going to be covered by the moon. So it's not like a total eclipse for us, but it is still really cool to watch. And there's going to be like a variety of different telescopes set up on the mall that have like the special filter in them so that you can view the sun directly through them. They're going to have the sunglasses that you can borrow. There's going to be different like activities for kids and, you know, adults as well. So if you're like a space nerd, I really think it's going to be a lot of fun. I also recommend, if you don't think you'll get there early enough, to get some of the glasses, because they are limited. You can pick some up from your local library anytime between April 1st and April 8th, and they have them there for free. Or even if you're not going to the mall to watch it, just for your own backyard, you can grab some. And yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go. I think it looks fun. I don't care if it's for kids. I'll be there.
I mean, this one's hard to beat because it's like it's a astronomical event. You know what I mean? Like aligning of planets. I feel like it's perfect timing with like Dune sci-fi craze is going on right now, and it's like I feel like it's gonna hit and I'm gonna be like, oh, am I on Arrakis right now or something?
Yeah, fun fact, actually DC is under the worm moon right now.
If you went to see
Dune in the last few days, you saw it under
almost
the worm
suspicious
moon.
How did they know?
It's like marketing or something.
Well, this is an event after my own heart. I unfortunately won't be able to go because I'm actually traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico, specifically to see the eclipse. So,
what? Right,
well, that's way cooler.
But if you're not in totality and you still want to see it, damn, this sounds awesome.
A measly 87%.
Kayla, that was an activity after my own heart. But Ash, I think you've got one more in the chamber for us.
Maybe I'm saving my worst and most general for last, but this is definitely something that I'm going to be doing. So I was on a little hike on one of the nice March days in Rock Creek, and me and my friends were walking along one of the bridges, and we looked down and there's some big old fish in Rock Creek, something that I've never noticed before. So I did a little bit of research, and for $10, you can get a fishing license in DC and fish in Rock Creek. It's allowed only south of Porter Street Northwest Bridge in the park. And just doing some, you know, research on some of the fishing forums, the fishing Reddits, whatever. People are talking about some crazy catches in Rock Creek. Like, talking about they went to a certain spot by a bridge and caught 4 fish in 15 minutes.
Wow.
What? Can you eat them? Are they like...
You're not going to be wanting to eat them.
Would not recommend.
They have advisories for eating them, in which they're like, you can eat 2 a year. To me, that's kind of like, do not.
Probably not.
But it's fun to catch and release. They got snakeheads and carps and catfish and all types of different fish. We also saw like a bunch of snakes when we were walking around there. I don't know. I feel like when April hits, that's when like the warm weather really comes to like stay. And I kind of want to just like go outside and like touch grass and like defrost my body. And I've never really been a big fisherman, and this feels like an easy way to start. If I can catch 4 fish in 15 minutes, I'm going to feel like the deadliest catch or something crazy.
I really see that for you.
You'll be that guy like taking a picture holding up the big fish that you caught.
Yeah. The huge catfish that I get out of Rock Creek. But yeah, don't eat them. Don't get mercury poisoning from Rock Creek fishes.
Well, you all brought such good activities. It's hard to pick which one I think I would actually do, but this might surprise y'all. I think the fishing really speaks to me.
What? No.
Well, think about it, because Bridget, it's not the kind of thing that you would expect to be doing in DC. Like, I go to Rock Creek Park at least once a week. I've never seen anybody fishing. It's not the kind of activity that you would think DC has. And it's yet another one of those things where it's like, oh, DC, it's a city that might surprise you. You never know what we're going to get up to, even fishing.
Totally. Totally. And don't sleep that you can get cheap fishing rods everywhere. And I think for this type of stuff, you don't need much. And I'm always looking for ways to be in nature and like doing nothing but doing something at the same time. And I feel like that's exactly what fishing is.
See, what you got to do is you got to combine all the activity. So you got to go to the Cannabis Festival, get really high, see the eclipse, get your fishing gear and go fish. Make a whole, see if you can make a whole day. Like, mega day out of it somehow.
Yeah, they say the giant catfish come out during the eclipse. So that's when you gotta go fish.
It's the best time to catch
only
fish
when you're high,
in DC.
Yeah, only when you're really high.
It only works when you're high.
Kayla, Ash, thanks so much for being here. I feel like you've got me really excited for April.
I'm pumped.
All right. Thanks, Bridget. This is fun.
And listeners, don't go anywhere. In just a second, we've got a segment sponsored by District Bridges. Senior executive producer Priyanka Tilvey is talking to the nonprofit's executive producer about an exciting event they're hosting next week that ultimately gives back to the community too. So stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Priyanka Tilvey here with Brianne Dornbush, District Bridges Executive Director. Brianne, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I know that District Bridges is a nonprofit. You invest in the community by supporting small businesses, and that often culminates in some really cool and exciting events, which is perfect for our April guide. I hear that there's an event coming up soon called Huernes. What's that?
Yeah, Huernes. Thursday is the new Friday. It's an event that we've been doing for the last 2 years, and it's in the Columbia Heights Civic Plaza. It's an event that's meant to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and people of our neighborhood here in Columbia Heights. We have salsa and music and food and a vendor market. So it's just a ton of fun. We encourage everyone to come out.
That's so fun. So wait, by Columbia Heights Civic Plaza, you're referring to that area like kind of near the metro, near the Target, like that little plaza area?
Yeah, the Civic Plaza is kind of like the central heartbeat of Columbia Heights.
Okay, cool. And is this every Thursday?
It's the second Thursday of the month.
That's awesome. So how does this kind of tie into District Bridges' larger work? Like, what's the broader goal with Huernes specifically, and how does it ultimately support the community?
We started the program with our Columbia Heights Civic Plaza for All back in 2021, when so many people were still isolating, and we saw a real need for helping build connection to community. So whether you're a resident in Columbia Heights, whether you're an individual experiencing housing insecurity or food insecurity, you need some help. This event is meant to bring people together. We have a lot of community members, neighbors who want to be able to be involved and connected and help their neighbors, but don't necessarily know how to. So we see Huernes as an event that's an on-ramp to connection and community here in Columbia Heights.
It sounds like so much fun. I actually do live in Columbia Heights, so I'm excited that this is in my backyard.
Amazing.
Yeah. If listeners want to work with District Bridges to help with this event or like any other events, if they want to support their communities, support their neighborhoods by working with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Last year, we did 84 events nine of our different communities. So we have a lot of different events going on throughout the year. And so there are so many opportunities for people to get involved, whether that is community cleanups in Mount Pleasant, whether that's Huernes in Columbia Heights. We have Columbia Heights Day coming up. We have Cleveland Park Day, First Fridays in Chevy Chase. So many really cool opportunities. If people are interested in getting involved, either attending these events or volunteering, they can head over to our website and sign up to volunteer and find out about our entire event calendar.
That's cool. And that's districtbridges.org, right?
That's right.
Brianne, thank you so much for being here. This was really cool to learn about Huernes and all the other work you do.
Thanks so much.
And listener, check out districtbridges.org to learn more about all of the work that they do and how you can get involved. We'll have that link in our show notes as well. Thanks for listening.
That's all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, share this with a friend that you want to do one of these activities with. We'll be back tomorrow morning with even more news from around the city. Talk to you then.